Have you had an immigration interview or?
No, but I have appointment now. They gave me appointment in the 3rd of March. I will do the interview.
Are you optimistic or pessimistic?
I think positively, and because they'll be. I think positively, and I have hope, and I have not normally hope. I have a good hope. We heard a lot of news, always like in the Facebook, on some groups, or a newspaper. They will send them back, something like this. I didn't thinking about this way, because that way it will make my actives down, and I'm here so active, and I try to, if I find anything, I'll be active directly with it, even anything good. I'm not even, I mean, most, I'm talking just about the good actives. Like I went to, somebody asked me, some teacher in my city, they asked me to go, if you can go to school and talk about your culture and something like this. I say, yes, why not? Let's go there. But where are we going? How old they are? Who's we talking about? We talking with? They say they are kids about 15 or 16 years old. So I told them they need a special thing to talking about, because if you want to talking about our life in Iraq, it's, there is nothing, most of thing, it's not good. And though this is a kids, and they will like the information what we give them, it will be sticking in their mind, and they will give it to their father. So we don't want make them scared or something like this. And so the teacher told me to say to them a positive thing. I told her that's okay. Now I know what can I say. But most of the question for the kids or the student, it was very nice a question, like, why did you came here? How did you find Finland? How long you be here? You've been here. Did you celebrate any Christmas in Iraq? What about if the like it's when? What about if it's be like minus 30 degrees? How you will feel? Something like this. Some nice or and normally
But he
question.
said, yeah, we love gardeners.
Ahmed fragt Yasir, ob er schon ein Immigration-Interview hatte, also einen Termin, wo über sein Bleiberecht gesprochen wird. Yasir sagt, der Termin dafür wird am 3. März sein. Er sei recht optimistisch. Er erzählt dann aber recht schnell davon, dass er schon jetzt ab und zu in Schulen geht, von Lehrern gefragt wird, ob er etwas über die Kultur im Irak erzählen will und dass er den Kindern dort lieber etwas Positives erzählt, damit sie einen positiven Eindruck von seinem Land bekommen. Und er erzählt ein bisschen, was für Fragen ihm dort gestellt werden.